Blog Talk Radio.
Telescope, you see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
To the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you all. This commercial got in here, but praise God. I wasn't trying to advertise for nobody, that's for sure. And we had played this song. Let's see where this is going to take us here. Oh, okay, I see. No thanks. Okay. Well, praise the Lord, thanks. It was supposed to have played. I'm going to try it one more time. Let's see if we can do it one more time here. keep coming over these commercials. I don't know how that.
Thank you for listening to the sound.
Try to figure it out. It's the God that's in you. People are not going to understand it, but it's the God in you. When you don't agree with everything that folks agree with, it's because of the God in you. Let that be the reason. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and one, every one of you all. We're going to get into the lesson. But first, we want to have a word of prayer. Eternal Father, we thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that in all things give thanks, for this is your will concerning us in Christ Jesus, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we walk by the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:16-17, and that we are the light of the world, and that we are the light for God, according to Matthew 5:14. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for creating us as new creatures in Christ Jesus, that the old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I thank you, Father God, for making us content in whatever situation we are in. We can be content. It's okay. It's okay to be content. So I thank you, Father God, for that knowledge, to know that, hey, you got us. All we got to do is maintain. It's good to be content when you're up and good to be content when you're down. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. I thank you, Father God, that we're free. We're free to operate in your word. We're free to operate in your spirit. I thank you, Father God, that you allow us to have freedom in America. Because without that, Father God, we couldn't just have the word at noon. Without that freedom, we couldn't read the word of God when we got ready. We couldn't listen to certain songs when we got ready. We couldn't go and come. And yes, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are our refuge. According to Psalms 91, verses 9 and 10, the Lord is my refuge. And I take that personal, Father God. I know I can hide in you. I know I have a place in you. And I thank you for it. Now, I ask you, for Heavenly Father, remember those that are asking for prayer. And we put ourselves in agreement with them. As long as it's based on the word of God, we agree with them for their healing, for their deliverance, for everything that they're asking you for. Ask you, Father God, to continue to keep a watch over this country, this place where we reside. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name, and we pray. Everybody agree with this prayer, said amen, hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
We're talking about being blind to God's truth. Now, yesterday, we kind of shared with you guys about how important it is to act like Christ, talk like Christ, walk like Christ. You know, that is like so important that we try to do everything based on Christ, a plan, his blueprint. And I thought it was very important to know that in the way Christ would talk was important. Why wouldn't that be important? Why wouldn't we teach that? Why wouldn't we teach people and say, I mean, be just like Christ, talk like him. We can start there. Let's talk like him. So when he would use certain words, that I thought that was really important, especially when you understood what the word means. And Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So with that being said, I found how Jesus' mind went. I mean, how he judges things, how he perceives things. And you can do this for the scripture, you know. And Paul, I think it was Paul that said, in pretty much in all his epistles, in which some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people their own destruction, and they do also rest in the scripture. You therefore, before you sin, you know that beforehand, beware lest any man also fall from yours. So what I got out of that was that in Psalms 119 and 11, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That's the 119 Psalm 11 verse. Why? Why is that so important? Brothers and sisters, when you know the truth, you know. You know that you know. That's all I can tell you. And what better way of understanding the truth, the real truth now, than through Christ, okay? So we don't want people to be blind to the truth, so we're going to do a few of them again today, like we did on yesterday, and understanding you have the mind of Christ. So if Christ said something, like over there in Matthew's, I don't know, 5 and I know we did Luke yesterday. We'll do Matthew's today. Let's do Matthew's 5:18 first. Ask Evangelist William, and she'll read Matthew's 5:18.
Yes, Pastor, Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, and that was Matt 5:18.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Don't suppose for a minute that I have come to demolish the scriptures, either God's law or the prophets. I am not here to demolish, but to complete. I am going to put it all together, pull it all together in a vast panorama. God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and each wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, don't be blind by God's law, because man have a tendency to want to blind us with a lot of stuff and tell us it's the law. But in Galatians 2:16, we'll read that one.
Yes, Pastor. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Amen, amen.
Amen. Galatians 2:16. Convinced that no human being can please God by self-improvement, we believe in Jesus as the Messiah, so that we might be set right before God by trusting in the Messiah, not by trying to be good. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. People, they coming up with all, and I was looking at the, what was that, YouTube, and people want you to think that you got to do this, and got to do that, and got to do this, and you got to live by this law, and you got to live by that law. No, brothers and sisters, knowing that a man is not made right by the work of the law, that's the truth that they blind to. You can work all day, all night. All day, all night, and yeah. You won't be made right. The only way you'll be made right is by the faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For those that believe in him, that the Bible says that Christ, that he might be justified by faith. So it's your faith. See, more people need to work on their faith, not on the law. Work on your faith. See what real faith is. That's where your substance is at. That's what you have to depend on. I think it's, and that's the only way you can please God anyway. For those that may not know this, you can build buildings. It won't satisfy God. You can work on this committee, that committee, on the usher board, in the choir. You can do all of that. You ain't please God. And I don't care if you're trying to do it for faith, because you can't. You do it because that's something you want to do, and then do it faith. Because faith is your substance. Hebrews 11. Let's go there for a moment. Yeah, I just hate, I know y'all know this stuff, but I hate to say it and not throw you a scripture to here and there. So let me do this. Hebrews 11:6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Amen.
See, faith is having the word of God for everything. But I'm going to make this by planting that I know how. Having scripture and having it right is what he's talking about here. In Romans, in the book of Romans, the 16th chapter, the 25th through the 27th verse, because I want you to see that it's about your faith in Christ, man. Not no law. You can have all the laws you want and don't have faith in Christ, and in hell you shall lift up your eyes. So in Romans 16, 25 through 27, if you would, please.
Yes, Pastor, Romans 16, 25 through 27. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now it made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophet, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, all of our praises rises to the one who is strong enough to make you strong, exactly as preached in Jesus Christ, precisely as revealed in the mystery kept secret for so long, but now an open book through the prophetic scriptures. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God who got all this started down to the very last letter. All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparable wise God. Yes.
Amen.
We are to be established. We are to be established. I'm going to say this now. We are to be established not based on what building you're in. That's not how he wants you to be established. See?
Amen.
See, but let me tell you this, too, because it's so many people who's unwise, and I'll get to that in a moment. But unto him who is able, well, who's able? That's Christ, man. Don't get that twisted. Who else is able? He's able to establish you in this gospel, and this gospel happened to be the glorious gospel. Not any kind of gospel. And the only way you're going to be established is through your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
See, faith is your substance. That's the word of God. Well, how do you get more faith? You hear more word.
Yes,
just to show you, then I'll come right back to this. But over in Romans 10:17, read that. See, I want to give you these scriptures so you can kind of line this thing up and see what you're dealing with. I noticed When the police is they doing their investigation, they get a big board and they line up the different things that they are suspects, for instance, because I want y'all to see this. They line up these different suspects. So they put all of this stuff to lead to one thing, whatever that is, because if you want to sort of like Willis did the other night, she lined everything up and it led to one place. And that's what you have to do with the Word of God. You have to put it up there so that people can see. Okay? That is so important. But in Romans 10:17, read that.
Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen, amen.
Amen. The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now have made manifest. Well, what did he make manifest? The gospel. Well, what is this gospel? It's by faith. It's by obedience to the faith.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be established in that. Have you been established in faith? Well, what you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? Have you been established in faith? Or you just been introduced to it? Because in being introduced to faith, you won't grow. You won't get it. You just, I know faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Well, see, you was introduced to it. Now, do you know what it is? Well, that's what I'm here for. To tell you, faith is the word of God. And we have to be established in that. That has to be instituted permanently.
Mm-hmm.
No. That has to be made firm in us.
Yes.
So how do you make that firm in us? By hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. Yeah.
Got it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's how that works. So if we're talking about being established according to my gospel, well, what is that, Paul? He's talking about being established in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. And how is that done? Mm-hmm. Through the preaching, getting people know that they have to be established in the gospel. They have to become confirmed. They have to be It has to be demonstrated by your faith. It's something you have to act on. Now, what's wrong with the organized church? People won't operate on the Word of God. They operate on theories. But if they'll get established in the faith, a whole lot of problems, you see, you won't have that in an organized church. But because they are blind to God's truth, God's revelation, I think that's what she read, over there in Romans 16:25-27. I think that's what she read. Let me go find that. Now to him is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation. See, revelation is something that's hidden. Now it's made known. This truth about the law was hidden from us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the revelation. The revelation is Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. That's a revelation, brothers and sisters. You got to get that part. You got to get that Christ is the end of the law, so you can stop trying to practice something you can't do.
Amen.
Amen.
See, even though they were doing things, but they were doing it according to the law. Well, that's the old. Now it's the new. So this is for us new people, okay? Read Ephesians 5:17. I want y'all to see this because it's important that you understand that people are just blind to God's truth. Oh,
yes,
this is thankful thirst. Listen at me, man. Oh, my word. Oh, well. We'll give you a chance to be thankful here in a minute. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Therefore, well, to understand this, you got to go back and read Ephesians 5. And I wanted to start with the 16th verse, but you still may miss what I'm trying to say. So go to the 15th verse. Or
Ephesians 5. 15?
Wait 1 minute. Pastor, in the Messenger Bible, how that showing that?
11 through 17.
Okay, well, let's start at 11 so you can get a full understanding of this. Thank you very much, Evangelist William. I'm sorry. But let's go to verses 11 through 16.
5:11-17. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifested by the light. For whatsoever doubts make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk, not as a fool, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the shame they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the covers off those and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffin. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Amen.
Amen.
It is important, brothers and sisters, to avoid faithless people, foolish people, the deeds of darkness. Matter of fact, he's telling us, you don't have no prejudice in that stuff. But we
Amen.
Must go even farther. Paul instructs us to expose these deeds. See, and that's what folks don't want to do. They don't want to expose.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, because they're blind to God's truth. So that's what's going on here. They're blind to God's truth. So Paul exposed their deed. So when you're exposing their deed, say, well, you're serving a building and not God. See, that's exposing them. Now, I ain't talking about the world. Because, see, the church, the organized church, they're busy exposing the world. Don't nobody care about that mess. Ain't nobody trying to be there. All you want to do is get up and talk about what's going on in the clubs and how women's wearing this. Talk about the church, man. Forget about the world. Mm-hmm. Them people doing their thing out there. They ain't trying to be hypocrites. You're trying to be a hypocrite. Because you're talking about you in the church, but you want to teach people to be part of the church. You want people to be part of the organization, and you can't see there's a difference. There's a big difference between going to church and being in church. So the moment I start talking about that, well, now I'm telling you, man, Christ is the end of the law. But people are blind to that. They're blind to that truth. Christ is not going to be. He is the end of the law. So everything pertaining to law, what folks say the law is, well, let me show you what Jesus said. Bless God. Y'all going to make me go there. I was trying not to go there today, but y'all about to make me go there, especially when it comes to the thing that is now. Jesus said in Matthew's, and I'll have y'all to read this. We might stay on law for a minute or two because it just took so much to know. Remember when Jesus was telling them hypocrite, he said, verily. And he was telling them about the law, man. Like she read a moment ago, think not I come to destroy the law of the prophet. Think why I came. I came not to do that. I came to fulfill the law of the prophet.
Amen.
And that's what people miss. They miss it. So when you read 18, I think you're at Matthew's 5. Well, read Matthew's 5 and 18.
Matthew 5:18.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Message Bible, God's law is more real and lasting than the stars in the sky and the ground at your feet. Long after stars burn out and earth wears out, God's law will be alive and working. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Okay. So y'all can get this. So y'all can get that. See, they had this thing about praying over there in Matthew 6. They had this thing about praying, but they were blind to what real prayer was. So Jesus said to them, so now when thou prayest, don't be like the hypocrites. How they love to pray standing in the church. I read that. I'm telling you, in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. So Jesus said this. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth about this. Because, see, the truth he told was truth in the truth. That's what you got to understand about when he says, verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Woo, how awesome is that, man? He used the word verily again. See, remember, when you see this word verily, remember he's talking about truth inside the truth as in honesty. And there's no other way to explain it. That's just the way it happened. I can't make it up. I can't fix anything. I can't. That's the way it is. Don't know anything. That's actually the way it happened. It ain't like, well, it could have been. No, it ain't no compromising with this truth. Can't compromise when you use the word verily. There's no compromise. Well, yeah, it could have been, but you know. No, ain't none of that. None of that.
Amen.
This certain. This how it happened. You either bleeding or you're not, okay? You either got cut, ain't no scratch, ain't no, you know, no. You got cut. You sure of this? That's what the word verily means. So, with that being said, this thing actually take place. It's something actually happened. There is no dispute. It's not disputable. Matter of fact, it's unquestionable. When you use the word verily, it's unquestionable.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's a point of fact. It's a fact, Jack. Yeah.
Amen.
So Jesus says to them, verily, I say unto you, they have their rewards. Remember when the 16th verse said the same thing. Moreover, when ye fast, do not be like the hypocrites, have a sad conscience. Yeah, well, what's going on? Oh, I'm fasting. So they want to appear to men that they're fasting, excuse me. But Jesus said, I'm going to tell you, good, I'm being honest as I can. See, I'm saying to you, they have their reward. See, Jesus didn't tell you what their reward was, but I can tell you. Because then I went and searched the scripture. It's just like when people, they don't understand how important the words of Jesus were. When he would say, verily. Okay, Matthew 10:23, read that. Because he wants you to know what's happening. Uh-huh. Matthew 10:23.
Uh-huh. Matthew 10:23. But if thine eye be evil, thine whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen, amen.
No. Wait a minute. What scripture did I say to read?
Matthew 10:23. I'm sorry. I did read the wrong one, Pastor. Matthew 10:23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, you should not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man came, man be came. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that was the 23rd verse, Matthew 10:23.
Yes.
Yes, Pat.
Okay. Don't quit. Don't cave in. It is all well, worth it in the end. It is not success you are after in such times, but survival. Be survivors before you run out of options. The Son of Man will have arrived. Amen.
Amen.
So, when Jesus used the word verily, and I'm saying this for those that in your studies, when you see that word, no, that there's an absolute truth there.
Yeah. Amen.
As a truth within the truth. Mm-hmm. There is no question about it. It's something that will not be debated, will not be disputed. Matter of fact, the way he puts it is like Matthew 10:42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Amen.
But Jesus, I'm telling you, you just do the right thing, man. You're not going to lose your reward.
Amen.
See, like a lot of times, people, they don't understand this scripture here in Matthew 11:11. For verily I say unto you, verily, truly, this is the actual fact. Among that are born of a woman, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Well, why would you say that? Why would you say that? See, that's what I said. And this is a truth. This is a fact, unquestionable, because John the Baptist never got born again. But we're born again. See, I'm telling you the truth, that there ain't a woman, there ain't a man been born was greater than John the Baptist that was born of a woman. But you see, you got to see the new birth in that. He didn't say those that were born again. He said those that were born of a woman. Well, we were born of a woman, but then we get born again. And that's what's going to make you even greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, remember we talked about the kingdom of heaven yesterday, is greater than he. So that ought to make you pump the brakes a little bit and understand it's God's truth. That's why it was important that you get born again. And I know you know how dangerous John the Baptist was. Or do I need to tell you how dangerous he was? You know, he the one that got everybody upset and stirred up the city and had the folks to close the grocery stores and close the beauty salons and close all the shoe shops. And they ran down there to the edge of the city and said, because they heard about this man down there. And then John looked up and saw him. He said, who warned ye vipers to flee from the wrath to come? He got the whole town upset. He called them snakes. See?
Yeah.
He did that without being born again.
Yeah.
He did that. He told him, it's wrong, Philip, for you to have your brother's wife. That's wrong, man. Can't do that because you got that power.
Yeah.
And then the woman got mad. And she said, when the king heard that, so the woman, the king put out a decree, said, I give y'all anything in my kingdom if you just make me happy. And she knew the dancing made her. So he told his daughter, said, I want you to go dance before the king, because she was trying to get back at John the Baptist. Y'all know the story. How she danced. She said, and lost her head. He lost his head. Y'all know about that. Y'all know about how she got that revenge. Booty, and the king was so pleased. He said, what you want? He said, that woman said, I want John the Baptist's head on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
But see, listen, brother and sister, the point is this. You know, God don't want you to be blind to the truth. You are as great as John the Baptist was when you get born again. See, I mean, it's hard to see that story now unless you see it in the eyes of the Spirit. Yeah, you're as great as John the Baptist when you get born again. Because guess what? You're going to be that bold. You're going to be that courageous. You're going to tell people the truth. You could fully care about your mama, your child, your uncle, your aunt, the president. Yeah, I mean, what? Trump, who? Could fully care. Tell him the truth. See, once you get that spirit of God in you, you don't care who it is. Let them all get mad. If anybody on this broadcast today, and folks ain't got mad at you for telling them the truth about the gospel, it's something wrong. You need to talk to me. We got to get your preaching in order. Because this is about being obedient to the faith Amen. To be the glory. God alone is wise. So be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Thankful Thursday. I do apologize for not acknowledging this because that's what we normally do. But then again, you know, hey, I'll be led by the Spirit. I just took off. So, but we're at a point. If you have anything you want to be thankful for, press one and we'll let you in. Or if you're already in, just start. But got plenty of time here. Plenty of time. Anybody here? Thankful Thursday. Anything you want to be thankful for?
I'm thankful for the word being made plain, Pastor.
Yes.
How you bring it out. Amen. Make us go back and study it.
Yes.
But the scripture we just shared today, coming from, somebody getting ready to say something?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Bell, Pastor Bell.
Oh, okay. I was going to read Romans 16. And that 25 to the 27 from the New Living Translation, it says, now all glory to God who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says, this message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold, and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So he's God for his word.
Amen. Were you saying something there, Evangelist William?
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm thankful, first of all, for the Lord waking me up this morning, and secondly, leading me to this broadcast so I can learn the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of his word.
Right.
I'm thankful for that. Amen. Amen,
amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. It's a blessing. Amen.
Well, I'm thankful. Just like you guys, and I want y'all to know, you know, man, I'm all the time, oh, Lord, I repent for that. I'm always repenting for stuff because I change my way on a daily basis. Not, you know, anybody can be renewed. But Evangelist Renee. Good evening, Evangelist Renee. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor B. Good afternoon to everyone. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so thankful for his word. By his stripes, I am healed. When I went in the hospital for my It was a UTI, didn't turn into a kidney infection, and it wasn't good, but the Lord, like I said, by his stripes I have healed. He healed me. I come home.
Amen.
I come home with another problem. Standing on his word, by his stripes I am healed.
Yeah.
Because they left me in a wet, wet diaper overnight. I came home with a present on my butt. And it was a stage four wound. It hurt like, oh, it hurt so bad. I just kept standing on his word. By his stripes, I am healed. It took a minute, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That wound is closed up and is not bleeding anymore. By his stripes, I am healed. I was standing on that word. That is so true. He healed my foot. They wanted to cut my foot off. He healed my foot.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Just be still and wait on the Lord. He's in control.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Your testimony. I appreciate it. People need to know God is still healing. He's still delivering. He hasn't stopped.
Yes.
Folks want you to think he ain't stopped. Listen to that evangelist, Renee. He ain't stopped.
That's right. Amen.
You talk like you at the door of heaven more than I am. You talk like you on asking God for something more than I do. Every time I look around, you at that same door. I'm there too.
Amen.
Amen.
And they sent a wound care nurse out here that was supposed to help clear the wound up. My son, thank you, Jesus. He knows how to heal him, what cream to put on it to help close it up. Because the nurse then came out one time. And my son has got it to close up. I don't know when she planned on coming back, but we don't need her now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Praise God.
She's a mosquito to do it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Thank God. Thank God. On time, God.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Well, I was going to say this because I'm thankful too. This is what I'm really thankful for. Y'all, please listen to this and continue to pray my strength here in the Lord, because, see, I know without faith it's impossible to please God. So I want to please God. So in order to please God, I have to have faith. See? Got to know how to use faith.
Amen.
So, I had brought a lot of curses upon myself, so I had to repent for that stuff. Instead of saying I can't do it, I say I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I mean, I remember stuff used to come out my mouth was crazy. And I'd be joking. Y'all know what I mean. And God said, don't talk like that. Don't be talking about how stupid you are. Because if you stupid, I'm stupid. And God said, I ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to represent God and you telling people how stupid you are? So those are like self-inflicted wounds that you put on yourself. Those are negative words. It speaks a lack of faith in God. And remember, without it, you can't please him. So don't be speaking that kind of crazy stuff. So I said, oh, Lord, thank you. He said, because I want you to replace those lies with truth. That ain't true. You ain't stupid. Don't say that. See, God had to really get on me hard, brothers and sisters. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I was putting curses everywhere. And I said, oh, ain't nothing to that, but it is something to that.
Yes, it is.
Repent of things I had said to my children. I could have been speaking what I wanted, and I was speaking what the enemy told me. Oh, them kids are so bad. And God said, don't speak that on your children. They're amazing children you have. But Lord, I'm the, he said, my word is true. If you speak what my word says, you'll see it come to about. So what you want? You want to have stupid children or amazing children? Because whatever comes out of your mouth is what you're going to have. See, that's God's truth, brothers and sisters. So I thank him for it. I thank him for opening my eyes.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Hey. I can have what I say. Why should I say, oh, I am so overweighted? So God had to check me the other day and said, oh, no, you know, you're looking good. You're losing weight now. You are losing weight as much as you want to lose. I had to tell myself that the other day.
Amen.
Because I started trying to teach people and say what I think people want to hear, and I wasn't saying what God wanted to hear, you know. And so I just thank him for allowing me to correct some of these lies that's been spoken over my life and some of the lies that I've spoken. So I have to exchange and swap out the lies for the truth now. So, and the way you speak is so important. So important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If no one else, hey, we thank you for staying over, and we'll see you all.